Skinwalker Ranch sits on 512 acres just southeast of Ballard, Utah, and the Skinwalker Ranch is known for its paranormal and UFO activity. Hello and welcome to Ghosts in the Valley. I'm your host, Al Cooley. Today's episode is on the Skinwalker Ranch. You may know the Skinwalker Ranch through the series that recently aired on the History Channel, and that series was titled The Secrets of the Skinwalker Ranch. If you haven't seen it, I encourage you to watch it. It's very, very interesting. There is plenty of paranormal and UFO activity at the Skinwalker Ranch. And quite frankly, I never heard of the Skinwalker Ranch until I recently had a phone conversation with a naval fighter pilot who said he had a dogfight just above the Skinwalker Ridge, which is located on the Skinwalker Ranch. And that's how I come about to watch the TV series that was on the History Channel. Now, the Skinwalker Ranch is packed full of paranormal activity. Ghosts, weird sounds, cattle mutilation, Navajo, Native American Indian rituals to try to get rid of the Skinwalker legend that's on the ranch. And yes, plenty of UFO activity. Skinwalker is a Navajo legend, which is a harmful witch who has the ability to turn itself into an animal creature. It is said that you don't want to look into the eyes or lock eyes with the Skinwalker because evil will occur. The Navajos are very secretive about this creature. Outsiders don't know much about it, but the Navajo Native American Indian sure does. And the Navajo Nation takes this very, very serious. Now, the Skinwalker Ranch is also known as the Sherman Ranch. And a little bit of history on the ranch. From 1934 to 1994, Ken and Edith Myers owned the ranch. Then in 1994 through 1996, Terry and Gwen Sherman purchased the ranch, hence the well-known name, the Sherman Ranch. And also, in around 1996 is when all the paranormal stories started popping out of the Sherman Ranch. And we're going to get to some of those stories shortly. But the next 10 years, the Sherman Ranch was sold to Robert Bigelow, who purchased the ranch. Mr. Bigelow brought in different experts and other agencies to explore all the paranormal and unexplained paranormal goings-on at the ranch. Now, the fourth and current owner, Brandon Fugel, reportedly bought the ranch for $4.5 million. Since Brandon purchased the ranch, all roads leading to the ranch have been blocked. The perimeter secured with cameras and barbed wire. Also, numerous no trespassing signs. Scientists and experts that uses science and technology, such as lasers, ground-penetrating radar, attempts to explain the UFO sightings, animal mutilations, and paranormal events. When the Shermans purchased the ranch, they witnessed crop circles in the fields and UFOs. Also, they witnessed animal mutilation that was happening as well. Example, a cow would be mutilated, the head removed, the body drained of its blood, but no blood residue was around the dead body. Now, how could this be possible? I'm sorry, but if you take off any head of any animal, there's going to be some type of residue that's there. This is a cow, as big as it was, and drained of its blood. But where is all the residue? Where did it go? When Robert Bigelow purchased the ranch for $200,000, Mr. Bigelow had similar stories as well, but not much was documented on the paranormal activities. The Navajos have labeled the Skinwalker for years for the mere fact that Skinwalkers walked the ranch, and so the Skinwalker name stuck with the ranch. Some refuse to call it the Skinwalker Ranch to this day, though they still refer to it as the Sherman Ranch. Now, the Skinwalker Ranch, and especially Skinwalker Ridge, is known as UFO Alley. It is officially the UFO Alley for all the activity that goes on there. Odd objects have been spotted over Skinwalker Ridge since 1776. The Native American Indian tribes take note of this as well. Now getting back to the Shermans, Terry Sherman seen multiple times a huge werewolf-looking man, very tall, and on one occasion shooting this creature at close range, multiple times, and it had no effect on this creature. Mr. Sherman and his family moved out only after 18 months of buying the property. Now, after the Shermans moved out, the Skinwalker creatures continued to watch over Skinwalker Ranch. In 1998, a police officer saw a large light plunge into the reservoir and then out and back into the sky. Not a nut, not a kook, a police officer. In 2002, four young men standing on the reservoir shoreline saw what looked like a blue-white ball plunge into the lake. And while filming the secrets of the Skinwalker Ranch for the History Channel, a cow died of a stroke. But right before the cow died, it looked up straight above him, and there appears to be a UFO flying by at a high rate of speed at the very same moment the cow died. Now, there are numerous stories of UFO and paranormal activity that goes on at the ranch to this day. As I mentioned earlier, how I found out about the Skinwalker Ranch was I recently did a UFO story, and after the episode was published, I got a phone call from a pilot who flew an F-18 Hornet over the Skinwalker Ridge and actually had a dogfight with a UFO at that point. At the time, he said it was very intense and it was something he's never seen before. And like my other UFO sightings and stories, this one was almost identical in that the craft moved very, very fast. Now, this F-18 Hornet could go between Mach 2 and Mach 3 speeds, and this object moved over him and under him in a blink of an eye. So as he says, as he's looking back, as he points out today, he thinks it was just playing with him. But at no time did this object attempt to take him down. But this object is seen numerous times over the ranch. It has been spotted by almost every owner that has owned the ranch, every resident that has lived on the ranch, and by an F-18 Hornet naval pilot. And what's fascinating is he said this is not the first time he's had an experience over the Skinwalker Ranch. I tried to get him to come on the show to do an interview, which he declined, and also that I could not use his name, but more than welcome to use his story. So if you get a chance, check out The Secrets at the Skinwalker Ranch on the History Channel. It is well worth the view. I'm certain that I'm not done with this story just yet. I believe there is more to come, and the secrets won't be a secret much longer. Please go to Apple and rate, review, and subscribe to Ghost in a Valley. Thank you very much. I'm your host, Al Cooley.